It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Last night's Hand in Hand benefit for Hurricane Harvey Relief Telethon brought together stars from around the world asking to help those affected. The hour-long special included performances and messages from A-list celebrities Beyonce, Justin Bieber, George Clooney, Cher, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Jamie Foxx, asking viewers to donate to help with relief from the disastrous storm that hit the Lone Star State last month. Although the telethon was first announced after the devastation from Harvey, it was expanded to raise money for victims of Irma, which struck parts of Florida. Blake Shelton and Usher sang Stand By Me together.
Darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Stand by me.
Darling, darling.
And Justin Bieber asked for donations completely unscripted.
Oh, this is awkward.
Hey guys at home, Justin here. Just want to say I'm super grateful to be part of this cause. We don't want you guys to just watch. We want you guys to be a part of this and donate whatever you can. It doesn't have to be much, just whatever you possibly can give.
Get your parents' credit card, whatever you can do.
A husband and wife in Maryland who posted controversial prank videos of themselves berating their children have been sentenced to 5 years of probation. The couple uploaded videos to their Daddy O5 YouTube channel. In them, they screamed profanities at their children and broke their toys. The probation bans the couple from contact with their children or their biological mother unless permitted by a court. Russell Brand split from Katy Perry in December 2011 through a text message, but now the British actor says he would like to see some kind of reconciliation between them. Regarding the pop star, he told a newspaper, "It was a very important and lovely time in my life. I don't regret being married to Katie at all. I have very positive feelings about that whole experience, and Katie's an extraordinary woman. I'm willing and open for reconciliation any kind." Last month, he married a woman he has a 10-month-old daughter with.
Would you reconcile with a guy if he just straight up dumped you via text like that?
Well, considering like every ex-boyfriend I have all dumped me over text, it would...
Really?
I feel like that's normal.
All of them? Guys, grow some, you know, balls and actually break up with women in person.
I just think people break up over text now. It's not like that bad.
I think that's really bad. Like, if
I do, but I think it's normal. Is what I'm saying. It's because that's how I've broken up every single relationship I've had, except for my very last one. It was on the phone. But still, he even lived here in Indy and couldn't even come over and tell me in person. So I'm telling you, phone or text, it's like how it is.
That's like the weak way out, though. Listen, if you've just been dating for like a month, no. But if you're like an actual, hey, this is my boyfriend, this is my girlfriend, yeah, you got to go face to face and break up.
Yeah.
In a public place, by the way, because make sure there's a lot of people around just to be safe.
Why?
Because women are crazy.
What?
They are.
Kate Hudson seems to think that women who have C-sections are taking the easy way out of labor and childbirth. The 38-year-old actress told Cosmopolitan magazine that the laziest thing she has ever done was have a C-section. Kate has two sons, and her 13-year-old was born via C-section. People flooded social networks with angry comments. That is, I mean, I can't believe she thought that was going to go over well.
Some women have to do that, otherwise they're going to die.
I know, I don't understand that.
Look at you taking the easy way out, trying to live for your baby.
During Sinead O'Connor's interview yesterday with Dr. Phil, the singer talked about how her hysterectomy made her come unglued and led her to attempt suicide. Dr. Phil asked her what sent her into an emotional tailspin. She said, "What kicked all of this off really was, I had a radical hysterectomy in Ireland 2 years ago, and I lost my mind after that. I was told to leave the hospital 2 days after the surgery with Tylenol and no hormone replacement and no guidance as to what might happen to me. I was flung into surgical menopause. Hormones were everywhere. I became very suicidal. I was a basket case. After the hysterectomy, I was mental." Aaron Carter broke down into tears during an interview on The Doctors. During the interview, he revealed he's addicted to cosmetic surgery and has been struggling with painkillers. Aaron also said that he's been prescribed drugs such as Xanax and oxycodone, and when he cannot get them, he gets them off the street. And Britney Spears spent over $15 million last year, and according to new docs filed in Britney's conservatorship.
There you go. Hey, there. You know what you got to do? You got to go through it. Good job.
Her biggest expenses were $122,000 for massages, grooming, and nails, $69,000 on wardrobe, and $24,000 for hair and makeup. Britney even spent $29,000 on her dogs. Just in 1 year.
I think I'm like Britney. I think we spent about that much on our dog,
Joe
Paddington.
Spent the same amount of money on that dog.
Lifestyles of the rich and famous.
That is the garbage.